Listening Dog Media.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
He's one of England's most capped international players.
Seaman is the man here.
He's one of the world's most decorated goalkeepers.
And it's somehow kept out by Seaman. That is a fantastic save.
This is Seaman Says with David Seaman.
And Seaman, what a magnificent save.
Hear him.
Breathtaking.
Like never before.
Hello and welcome back to Seaman Says, ahead of another weekend of Premier League football. Later on, we've got something really exciting to tell you about. But first, shall we start with Arsenal's visit to Fulham on Sunday? I'm sure that's going to be a tricky match.
I worry about this one because Fulham have got that quality. I mean, have you seen Salomon recently? I mean, he scored a couple of identical goals, one against Wolves. He did exactly the same thing again at the weekend.
He just cuts inside, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He just,
and they can't handle
great
it.
Finishes. Yeah.
Pereira, Mitrovic is back now, isn't he? Willian, he was in the goal of the month montage, wasn't he? For his finish.
And then the battle of the goalies looms as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think this is going to be tough. Yeah, when you've got the Leno and Ramsdale factor here. I think as well, if this had been at the Emirates, then you'd have had that rollover effect from the atmosphere, that comeback win. I think it would have been brilliant had it been at the Emirates for you, David.
Yeah.
At Craven Cottage, I'm not sure.
It'd be a little bit difficult. Obviously, because there won't be as many fans. But you know what? You know when it's like an away game like that, the away fans sometimes can make like a real lot of noise. You know, and like you say, after that spectacular win at the weekend, there's going to be, I would imagine that every ticket will have been sold in the Arsenal end.
Yeah.
But it's another tough game. They're all going to be tough. And the other thing is about the Bournemouth result is that it gives other teams confidence, you know, because Arsenal let two in, you know, they were looking a bit shaky because they know that Arsenal can destroy teams, but the fact that they've conceded two, could have been possibly three, just gives that the teams like a little bit of extra encouragement. But, you know, the confidence coming off that win at the weekend for the Arsenal players has got to be fantastic, you know. They know that they're going to be in for difficult times now. You know, because they're going for the league, you know, and this is what you want. You want tough games and grind out results, you know, whether it's 1-0, 3-2, even 10-9 I'd take, you know, but as long as it's a win, you know, that's what you're looking for.
If it's 10-9, can I have a ticket?
I'd have a bloody heart attack. I don't know about a ticket. You know, and there's, like we said, there's what, I think there's is it 12 games left now, I think?
Mm.
But really for Arsenal, it's 11 because they've got one to play with at the moment. They've got a game to play with. They can still lose a game.
There is another word of warning. I really don't want to piss on your fire. Can I say that on this show? But maybe not.
Just did, yeah.
I just did.
Yeah, you did.
The only other thing is this European trip on Thursday. So yeah, you're at Sporting. So Thursday to Sunday, Fulham have got extra time to prepare for this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to start bearing fruit now in these yeah, latter stages? Is that because we've seen, haven't we, so many teams that have said the Thursday Sunday thing, managers come out time and again and say Thursday Sunday is crippling. Are we going to start seeing that?
The trouble is like, you know, what do you do? You got to prioritize the league, but it's still a great trophy to win the Europa League.
And it's a gateway to Champions League anyway. I know yeah, that you haven't got to worry about that because you're not going to yeah, drop out the top four. But
drop out of top four? I'd drop off the face of the earth if we do. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what sort of team he puts out first.
And you haven't got the luxury of a huge amount of depth at the moment with yeah, the injuries that you've got. I think that's obviously adds to the concern.
The only yeah, place you have got depth is in those wing-back roles. You know, I think mm-hmm, Tomiyasu, Tierney, then you've got White. I don't know, there's a little bit of rotation you can do at the back.
Yeah.
But I think midfield is difficult.
Midfield's good. No, midfield's, as in holding midfield's not
yeah,
is not the best because we've only got Partey and Xhaka.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but like the rest of it, that can really swap around a lot, you know, because we've got a lot of like number 10s and, you know, wingers, mm-hmm, you know, left and right. You know,
Fabio Vieira could become a very important player between mm-hmm, now and the end of the season.
Yeah, you know, and maybe, you know, that's this game coming up, the European game might be a good chance for him as well, you know, but it can be good for the players that aren't regulars to really stake a claim. But you've got to really, for me, you've really got to start thinking about, you know, who you're going to pick against Fulham. Because that's not an easy game. What about Man U Saints? We dare say how many goals we would have done if it hadn't been 7 at the weekend.
Yeah. Wounded animals.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
But there was a little part of me who was thinking, don't score. Go on, score again. No, don't score again. Oh, I don't know. Do I want you to score again?
I know, but yeah, going to Old Trafford after that, there's going to be a reaction. There's going to be a big reaction from yeah, Man United. There's got to be.
Yeah.
There's.
But I love the way that, I think it was the end of last season when we went to Old Trafford, Hasenhüttl said in one of the post-match interviews what he looked at when preparing the team for United. And he said, I think the word he used is their reverse gear isn't very good. I think is quite a lovely way of putting it. And actually, I saw a lot of that with the Liverpool match last weekend as well. You know, certainly with when they highlighted it on, I think it was Match of the Day with Anthony as well. Like he wasn't tracking back. And granted, you know, their heads went because they conceded so many. But you know, it is set up for a game that Saints like to play. We do hit on the counter. You look last mm-hmm, weekend at the goal we scored against Leicester. They pushed a high line up and we broke it. I'm really, really hoping that Alcaraz hasn't got a bad knee injury and that we'll see him play. But if we're to get anything from this game, we have to soak up a lot mm-hmm, of pressure and then we'll have to break on the counter. Yeah. And that's the type of game that we are set up to do. So, you know, it's a tough game. A point from this all day long.
But
and we have done the past few series. We've taken a draw at Old Trafford. Yeah. So
score first.
Fingers
crossed. Score first and get that Man United crowd on the players' yeah, backs again. That could be interesting. But
part of the bus.
But you've got to score first.
Yeah.
And then Newcastle Wolves, Lindsay. Like Newcastle have like struggled, haven't they?
Yeah, and we've tended to. I think was it a draw the last result against Newcastle?
The last five games have been 1-1, 1-0 Newcastle, 2-1 Wolves, 1-1, 1-1. So it's not the most exciting of games.
It's not the most exciting of games. I was at the last one.
Points.
Yeah, I was there. And I don't think there's that much at this precise moment in time. I don't think there's that much between them. Now, had they faced each other 2 months ago, I probably, or just before Christmas, I'd have been thinking, damn, you know, Newcastle probably going to go and romp home. And of course, there is the St. James's Park factor. But I think after losing the cup final, after losing to City and still having that stat hanging over them that they haven't got a win in 2023 yet, and Wolves under Lopetegui have turned this corner, I just think they meet somewhere in the middle with that. So it wouldn't surprise me if it turns out being another score draw.
Lynd, what's your take on Diego Costa? Because obviously he was taken off last weekend. Is that last you're going to see of him in a Wolves shirt? No goals, gone.
Yeah, I think so. Probably. I'm not saying he doesn't have other elements to his game. I think he held the ball up well, which was something that we needed at times to play off someone. But I actually, my biggest observation, Adam, is that Jimenez is really coming back. And I think there are goals to come from him again. And I know he had that awful injury, David, that happened at your place.
Yeah. And
he's not been the same player since. But there is just there's something happening there with him. His movement, he was really integral in the victory over Spurs because of the running back. Did you see how far he pegged back to go into a defensive duty as well to clear a ball? And there is something now where I feel lots of Wolves fans really want to back him again. So I don't think we'll miss him as much. Diogo Costa served his purpose. I mean, he could have served a bigger one by actually scoring a goal. But I also think he was healthy for the dressing room. I think he is that sort of guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Lindsay, getting towards the end of his, you know, where he is in his career, I feel that he'd be better off as an impact sub, you know, like coming on for the last 10, 15 minutes or whatever, you know, because... Yeah, with Jimenez, like you say, he's definitely getting his form back, you know, and he's getting, all right, he's not finishing all his chances he's getting, but he's getting there, you know. So, yeah, I'd be surprised if Costa starts a few games now. You know, I think he'd be used more as an impact sub.
Yeah, I think so. It's probably goodbye.
This is Seaman Says with David Seaman.
Right, guys, we've got a big announcement. On Monday, the 24th of April, we'll be at the Clapham Grand in London for the very first Seaman Says Live.
And it's live.
Sure, we could be there all night.
Yeah, I'd probably book Tuesday off as well if you plan on coming.
Yeah, we don't stop. We don't stop talking on these shows. So yeah, make sure you bring your nibbles, bit of popcorn, bit of rustling going on at the front. Yeah. David, have you been in a theatre production before? Or a theatre. I know this isn't a theatre production, but I imagine you've done panto.
No, not done panto. No, I've done a couple of like Q&As and things like that. You know, then obviously in the World Cup, they were like, I was like up on stage doing Q&As and things like that and getting heckled and all that sort of thing. So yeah, if they start heckling us on this, they better watch out.
Now you've invited it. Yeah, you are. I'm going to stand behind you.
Oh, no.
We all will. No, it's, it should be good fun. You know, like you say, it's, you know, especially when I have to read all my lines out about 10 times.
You'll get heckled for that.
Yeah. I just realised that now. I'm like, oh, no. Even when I get it wrong, it's like bad enough for you. You lot, never mind about a few hundred there. So
just don't forget your glasses.
You have to put your glasses on in front of people as well.
Oh yeah. I'm bringing me Oakley's, me special ones.
We'll bring them out on a silver platter for you.
So what can Callum and Adam tell us about it? Any more info? David and I just know we've got to show up.
Yeah.
Well, I hope there's a little bit more than that. And we're hoping that you don't suffer from stage fright either.
No.
Yeah, well, we'll see about you two. Never mind us two. Yeah. Have you two got experience?
Yeah. We're natural pros. Water off a duck's back.
We've got some surprises lined up, haven't we, Adam?
Oh, have you now?
Please get Aaron Ramsdale to come and reenact the fish and chip advert in the background.
Oh,
that'd
God,
be great.
Yeah. I said to him the other day, I was texting with him, I was like, oh, I said, so, I said, oh, you weren't very busy in that. I said, what were the crowd like? He was like, in the second half, he says, I was so desperate to do it again. You know, like, because they were doing your shit. Oh. You know, and he said, I was so desperate to do it against you, but I didn't bother. I went, oh, damn it. I said, so no more adverts for us two then.
Well, if he wants to feature in an advert for Seaman Says Live, the offer's there.
Exactly. Yeah.
The budget isn't, but the offer's there.
The budget isn't. Fish and chips. That's his fee.
Brilliant. We're going to have to colour coordinate as well. This is something that you guys don't ever think of, but we can't all turn out in red. I'm sure David will be in red.
I've only got black.
I was going to say, I think I've only ever seen David in black.
No, exactly.
I just hope, I really hope at least a few Wolves fans come. There's got to be a few Wolverhampton Wanderers fans living in Clapham. Post-university life, come down to London, live in Clapham. That's usually the order of things.
You go and find them, Liz, because there'll be Sodal Saints fans there.
Also, guys, not only are we live, we've also got a very special guest. Right, you can join us at the Clapham Grand in April, so get your tickets now. Visit seamansays.co.uk/live.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Seaman Says, this week's predictions.
Right, Lindsay, it's predictions time, and I know you had a very, very, very good week. No, so I did three verys then.
Three verys for three exact scores on the nose. I was so delighted because Man City Newcastle was the early kickoff, so my weekend got off to a brilliant start because I knew I'd got one in the bag already. And then they kept coming in. It was brilliant. So I got 7 points on you in that round. And I said to you, if I can get five, I'm sure that's what I said. I said, if I could get five each time, it'll give me a fighting chance. If we get to April and I'm within touching distance.
Uh-oh.
Let's see if you've got nerves of steel, David Seaman.
I'm feeling the pressure. I got 4 points last week. Brilliant. But I remember I was looking at it. I was like, oh, no, she's got one already. And then he's like, oh, no, there's two exact scores. Oh, no, there's three.
I was at Chelsea Leeds, and every time Chelsea went forward, I was like, no more. One will do.
There's a player down injured. It's a head injury.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started on that, by the way. Oh,
have you
players going
that-
down.
Yeah.
Oh. Players going down and putting their hands up when they're down.
Yeah.
That was like the sign for when you are proper injured. You know, so people knew. Mm. But like everybody is doing it now. They're going down. They're going down. I saw one at the weekend. Somebody went down, hand up, writhing around and everything. Literally stayed down for 2 minutes. Got up, didn't even have treatment, carried on playing.
Mm.
Wow.
I've noticed that if there's a few players now that will, they'll get body checked. They'll go down and it'll be like an elbow to the chest or something, and they'll go down holding their head because they know that that's the point that they'll stop play and they'll get looked at.
Yeah,
it's you see in the replay, it's like bang, and they go, oh, it's like, no, it didn't even touch
your
head.
They're gonna have to do something about that because they are exactly that. They're taking advantage of that. What they should say to them, they'll say like, right, if you go down with a head injury, you have got to go off.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and stand at the side and then come back on. You know, then the referee can wave them on whenever he wants. Mm. You know, because like at the moment, like you say, they're doing that. The arm's going up as though they've got a real bad injury. And then if they haven't, then they're holding their heads and they know exactly that, Adam.
Yeah. It is really bad. But can we come back to the fact that I'm 9 points off you now?
Damn it.
If we must.
What a poignant point to make.
I was like, I wanted to talk about the injury thing. Good time. No, you're right though, Lindsay. You got 11 points. I got 4 last weekend. So you're on fire at the moment, girl. Right then. We'll start off with Bournemouth against Liverpool. Saturday at 12:30. Whoa, that could be a tough day for Bournemouth. I'm sure you'd be rooting for that, Adam. But
that was 9-0, the reverse fixture, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, that seems like an eternity ago now, but that was 9-0, so more of that.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, but I'm still going to go with a Liverpool win, and I'm going to say 2-0. Their goals have dried up.
Yeah. The thing that happens as well when goals get scored so late on, when you were 2-0 up and then you go on to lose 3-2, is your confidence then is on the floor. It isn't just a defeat. It feels just like the life is sucked out of you. And this being the first game as well of this weekend, I don't hold out much hope for Bournemouth in this. But let's see what resolve they have and what they're made of. I'm sure they were watching the Liverpool United game thinking, damn, they're back. And let's see if Klopp can get a reaction 2 games in a row. I'm going to back that he can. I saw something with Gakpo and Nunez, who both, they look like they've now hit a stride. And There were moments where I thought Gakpo had sort of Mane-esque movements to him and finishing. And I don't know, there's just something to that front three at the moment. If he keeps it consistent, I'm going to go Liverpool 4, oof, Bournemouth 0. Yeah. Next, Everton-Brentford. And Sean Dyche, you know, there's clearly something going on with, since he came in, there is definitely an upturn in form. And that hasn't always resulted in wins, but it's definitely resulted in better performances. So once upon a time, I think with the form that Brentford have shown this season, I would have written them off. But I think at Goodison Park, there is more here that Everton will do. I also think this game will have goals. And I'm going to go 2-2.
I don't know. I just find, I think Everton are really struggling. Do I go 2-1 Brentford or 2-1 Everton? I'm going to go with, no, I'll go 2-1 Everton. And then next up is Leeds against Brighton. Brighton are having an amazing season. Yeah, Leeds are really struggling. I'm going to go for a 1-1 draw. That's the
optimistic
best I'm hoping for.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
I saw Chelsea Leeds last weekend and I thought Somerville was brilliant. He was the shining star in that defeat. And I do think that he's got some tricks and he's got a finish in him. But I think Brighton have too much. Mm. I'm going to go 3-1 Brighton.
Oh, right. Wait while we get to the Wolves.
Leicester-Chelsea. Which, after Southampton beat Leicester and Chelsea narrowly beat Leeds, again, I don't think this is going to be a high-scoring game, but I think it could be one where Chelsea managed to grind out a win again. I'm going to go 1-0 Chelsea.
Whoa. Yeah. Similar to what I said about Liverpool, Chelsea have got too much quality to be bad all the time. And I feel that they're... they've turned the corner. So I'm going to go with a 2-1 Chelsea win. Next up is Spurs against Forest Saturday at 3 o'clock. Spurs coming off the back of the defeat with Wolves, but still played really well, created chances, were a little bit unlucky. And Forest struggling at the bottom. I'm going to go for a... Do I go 4 or 3? 4-0 win, Spurs.
I think... See, Brennan Johnson's been scoring so many goals, but he tends to score at the City Ground, doesn't he?
Yep.
It will be too much for them, this. And I also thought Spurs against Wolves, they did hit the crossbar twice. On another day, those are two goals going in. I'm going to go 2-0 Spurs. Palace against Man City. Are you worried for Patrick Vieira? No one's really spoken about Palace, but they haven't had a very good 2023.
No, I know.
They haven't won yet, have they?
I feel that they, because the players absolutely love him, so he's not going to be like the case where he's going to lose you know the dressing room or anything like that, because they still call him Ledge. The Palace players call him Ledge rather than Gaffer.
I still think City can concede, but I think they have too much.
Palace have been their bogey team in recent years as well, haven't they?
Yeah. But I think Palace are going to get a goal. So let's give them one.
Okay.
How many do I give City? It's whether I go 2 or 3. I think I'm going to go 3-1. 3-1 City.
Right. I'm going to really rattle the cage now. I'm going to go with Palace 1, Man City 1. And then it's going to lead on to Arsenal playing the next day with a chance of going like two games in front with... They can afford to lose two games. So I'm going to go Palace 1, Man City 1.
Okay.
And then next up is Fulham against Arsenal Sunday at 2 o'clock. After hearing the Man City have drawn, Arsenal are going to be proper up for this. and I'm going to go for a 2-1 Arsenal win. It's going to be tough, but... 2-1 Arsenal.
I thought 2-1 Arsenal as well. But after City have won 3-1.
I love it.
You know what? To be different, because I've got to try and claw some points, I'm going to go 1-1. Man United against Saints.
How many goals?
I love that. That was obviously Callum.
Hey, never said which way it was going.
I genuinely feel that Man United will be wounded and
then die.
I'm going to go 3-0 Man United.
Yeah, that's a good shout, actually. Yeah, I'll go 3-1 Man United. Next up is West Ham against Villa. Massive game for West Ham. Obviously really struggling. With Villa, you don't know what you're going to get. So I'm going to go with a West Ham win of 2-0.
So Villa got this 1-0 victory last weekend, and it was via an own goal. We had that run where Ollie Watkins was scoring in every game for a while. I think it was 5 matches. And now I just feel like he's just lost that accuracy. So I think goals are going to be difficult to come by in this game. I am going to go with a goalless draw, 0-0.
Whoa.
God, that could be our first ever.
The goal is on top.
And to finish, Newcastle against Wolves, which is the 4:30 kickoff on Sunday. And Callum was saying earlier about the recent results. I think this has got 1-1 written all over it.
Oh.
So that's what you're going for?
That's what I'm going
that's
for.
What you're going
because
for.
It's written all over it. Right. It's written all over it, Adam.
Well, I'm going to go for... That 1-1's good. I'm going to go for a Newcastle win of 2-1. Just because.
Ah,
just because.
Clearly not got written all over it.
I know. Just because you said about Leeds going to get battered. So there you are, Lindsay.
Hold up.
Right, Lindsay, I need to do a lot better this week. We'll have all the reaction to those games right here on Monday. A reminder of our big announcement earlier on, Seaman Says he's going live. Join us at the Clapham Grand on Monday, 24th of April. You can get your tickets now at seamansays.co.uk/live. See you all after the weekend.
This is a Listening Dog Media production.
Sports Social Podcast Network.